Architectural historians love this house. They say it's one of the finest examples of late transitional architecture. The walls are made from 22-inch thick adobe bricks. That's the traditional Sonoran part. You won't find adobe in Iowa, after all. You might, though, find a metal roof or two in Iowa, or a veranda, and I'll bet you'll find plenty of houses set back from the property lines. Typical Sonoran houses have flat mud roofs and are flush against the sidewalk. This house, which shows the transition from Sonoran to Anglo-influenced architectural styles, was built in 1888 by Jacob Suter, a Swiss immigrant. Chris Reed.
This has always been Florence's story. You have these waves of migration, and each time those people come, the community changes in a sense, and they bring something new. And just, Florence is not static. The story is not over.
From the prehistoric Hoho Cam to the early Mexican families, from the Wild West figures to people alive today, Florence's historic district embodies Arizona's colorful history, all within the space of a few square miles.
This is an authentic historic district. I mean, it's not recreated. It's not a Western, quote-unquote, historic town that's been built from scratch.
This is the final stop. We hope you have enjoyed your tour today. This production was created through a partnership of the Florence Community Library, the Town of Florence, the Florence Main Street Program, and the Pinal County Historical Society Museum. This project was also supported with funds granted by the Arizona State Library, Archives, and Public Records Agency under the Library Services and Technology Act, which is administered by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. This has been an Antenna Audio production.